Mile.
Hi, it's Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on January 3rd at 8 a.m. 2025 brings new trends, and our special guests will share what is hot for the year in skincare, nutrition, fitness, and more. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their business, organization, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday morning, January 3rd, for coffee talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And we welcome you back here on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. I'll tell you what, if the second half is anything like the first half, we're in for a treat.
Yeah, it's a great first half. Mountain Home tied 15-15 in that third quarter, in the second quarter, two-point game. Will be Farmington's ball here to start this second half. Let's hope a good one. Hope Mountain Home can bring home a championship.
You bet.
Will be Farmington's ball to start this second half. Press Taylor will trigger the inbounds for Farmington.
You know, all of Farmington's players down in the paint. Looks like they're going to try to set up a set play here from half court. Schwartzman's going to come in and get the ball. They're going to get a quick pass to Rockwell, and Rockwell's going to put in the easy two.
Farmington jumped out to the first two here in the third quarter.
You don't see that set play like that from the side.
No, you don't. But it worked to perfection. I mean, they got the shot they wanted.
Korp's going to feed the ball down low to Podwaski. Podwaski back out to Korp. Three on its way. No good. Schwartzman comes away with the rebound for Farmington. He's going to go coast to coast. He's going to drop it off to Rockwell. Rockwell's going to put it up for another two. Rockwell with all 4 points here in this second half for Farmington.
Got a couple of easy looks down there around the basket.
Yeah. Gilbert sets the offense. 7 minutes to go. Mountain Home chilling 36-30. Ball comes up top. Podwaski, three on its way, and it is good. That's going to be Mountain Home's game. Can we continue to shoot the three? Right there, Tyler Podwaski says, yes, I can. 36-33, 6:52 left here.
That looked very close to a backcourt violation.
It was very close on the other end. Teeter's going to get the ball up top. Got McLean on him. He's going to drive baseline, spin inside, put the shot up, no good. Ryder, great defense, then follows it up with an awesome defensive rebound. Podwaski brings it across the timeline, sets up and everything in motion for Mountain Home. Tate, free throw line, kicks to Korp. Korp thinks about a three, comes down with the ball, gets it to Tate.
How he came down with the ball and avoided the travel, I don't know.
Yeah, that way he bounced the ball like a dribble because he didn't have a dribble. Schwartzman takes it from Tate as he goes down the other end. He's going to feed Zach Miller in a paint, and Miller's going to put it up for two. Zach Miller with 2 points, 38-33 as Mountain Home comes back and sets their offense in motion. Tate working on Schwartzman. Gets it to McLean, left corner, three, on its way, no good. Podwaski rebound, Mountain Home. Korp going to drive, working on Rockwell, going to get him up in the air. Draw the foul on Ben Rockwell, his second foul. Jackson Korp going to go to the line and shoot two.
You know, I've been saying all game that, you know, trying to limit Farmington's second chance opportunity. That was a big second chance opportunity for Mountain Home, and to be able to draw the contact there.
It is. Hope Korp can make these free throws. First free throw on the way. Rims out. No good. So far, he's 1-for-3 from the line. He's the only one that's been to the free throw line from Mountain Home. Keegan Roberts checking in. He's replacing Press Taylor here for Farmington. Korp, second free throw up. It's long. No good. Teeter pulls away the rebound for Farmington.
Man, how many free throw shot for either team so far?
No, it's a total of five for them and four for us. Ball's going to be dropped down to Rockwell. Rockwell's going to go up. No good. He's going to get his own rebound, put it back up. Ben Rockwell has 6 of their 8 points here in this third quarter. Mountain Home back with quickly as McLean has it right wing. He's working against Miller. He's going to kick it back out top to Gilbert, who's going against Teeter. Gilbert's going to get a step. He's going to drive. Layup's no good.
Court fights for the rebound. Finally comes away. Zach Miller with it. She gives it to Schwartzman. Schwartzman tries to get down to Rockwell. Ryder McClain steals it from there. McClain gets it to Court. Court's going to drive against Rockwell. The shot is going to be blocked out of bounds, but they're going to say that Ben Rockwell hit him with his body. It's his second here in this third quarter from Rockwell, second team foul. Court going to the line where he just missed two. Hopefully get these two to fall.
You know, one thing I've noticed, you know, I'm sure you have too, all of Farrington's points so far just have all been around the low block.
Yeah, they have. Court misses that first free throw. He's 1 for 5 on the night from the line. That they're looking good. They're just not falling. Second one on the way. It rolls around and finally drops in for Court. 34-40. Mountain Home trailing here. 4:44 left in this third quarter. Rockwell going to set it in motion, working against McClain. He's going to kick it out. Schwartzman. Schwartzman's going to drive against Tate. Pump fake, get him in the air, draw the foul against Blaine Tate, and get the bucket to fall. Eli Schwartzman draws the foul on Blaine Tate as he gets him up in the air. He's going to go to the line looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does indeed. Eli Schwartzman gives a 43-34 lead for Farmington. Got a whistle on the stoppage of play.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the...
It's in 22 on the shot clock.
22?
The previous foul was on Bombers number 2, Blaine Tate. That's his first.
They changed who the
foul was on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, who did they say at first? I didn't hear it.
I didn't miss it.
Well, Tate's going to get the ball. He's working on Schwartzman now, trying to get it back. He's going to go up, put it up. Going to be no good. Tate's going to battle for the rebound. It's going to come out. McLean's going to come away with it from Mountain Home. He's going to go out left wing, set everything back up. He's working against Zach Miller. Leaner in, no good. Teeter skies for the rebound for Farmington. 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. 43-34, Farmington with the lead.
You know, we're hitting our outside shots, but some of our inside shots just aren't falling right now.
It's not dropping for us, are they? Schwartzman trying to feed Rockwell. They're making a concerted effort to get the ball down low to Rockwell. Rockwell up against Court. No good. Miller, he's going to pull the rebound, but he's going to be out of bounds as he tries to throw the ball.
No, they're not calling a foul.
Wow.
They said he got pushed out.
They said he got pushed out. He came down out of bounds. One official was going to give Mountain Home the ball as Zach Miller got the rebound. The other official steps in and says, no, he pushed him out of bounds. So there's going to be a foul on Ryder McClain. Teeter's going to get the ball. He's going to be met at the rim as he went up high trying to finish. Ryder McClain's going to get the block. But he's going to pick up his third foul. Second in as many plays for Mountain Home. It's going to send Teeter to the line shooting two. Teeter's first free throw rolls around. No good.
Farmington on a little bit of a run right now.
Yeah, they've extended this lead out to 9. Second free throw on its way. It is good. Mountain Home's only score has come from Tyler Podwalski, 3, and 1 point at the free throw line for Jackson Corp in this quarter. Gilbert's going to hand the ball off to Blaine Tate. 10-point lead, 3:26 left here as Farmington's leading Mountain Home in the third quarter. Gilbert gets the ball, top of the key. Going to drive. He's going to put the shot up. It's going to be blocked. Roberts comes out of there with it. Gets it to Schwartzman. Schwartzman, step back. Thinks about 3. Now he's going to set it back up. Now he's going to take the 3. It's on its way, and it is good. Eli Schwartzman puts Farmington up 47-34 with 3:04 left in this third quarter. We're going to take a break. Mountain Home calls timeout. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
3:04 left here in the third quarter. Farmington has extended this lead 47-34. Outscoring Mountain Home so far 15-4 in this third quarter.
Well, we've already made one comeback. Let's see if we can make another one.
I agree. I like it, Matt. Tate brings the ball across half court. Mountain Home gets to McLean, Corp, left wing. Three on its way, no good. Schwartzman comes away with the rebound. 2:41 left in the third quarter. Schwartzman tries to get it to Teeter. Teeter gets it into Rockwell. They're trying to get it to Rockwell every time as a paint touch.
And now I don't blame him.
Roberts has it up top. 15 on the shot clock. Roberts is going to drive left. Spin. Left-hand shot up. No good. Blaine Tate pulls away the rebound. Is going to get tackled. No foul as Farmington comes away with the ball. Ball going to make its way down to Zach Miller. Miller going to put it away for two. Zach Miller makes it 48-34 Farmington. Sorry, 39-34. Blaine Tate, free throw line, pulls up. It is good. Blaine Tate tries to get this crowd back into it with a two.
Breaks a long drought.
Farmington back with it. Roberts has it up top of the key. He's going to hand off to Schwartzman. Tate's going to dive in there, knock the ball away. Roberts going to get the ball. He's going to drive, kick it out top. Schwartzman fakes the three. Free throw line, pulls up. It's good.
Tell you what, Pay may end up with some bruises after tonight. He's hit the floor a few times.
He has. Schwartzman puts up two. Shot's going to go up. Rhett Gilbert, no good. Teeter pulls away the rebound. Teeter, Schwartzman, he's feeling it. Three, on its way, it's good. 54-36, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Right now, Farmington cannot miss.
say the least.
Tate gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert, top to Podwaski. Mount Home working around as Blaine Tate catches it right wing. Three, on its way, no good. Schwartzman pulls away the rebound. He's working on Tate. He's going to step back. Three. Why not? Schwartzman buries another three.
Man, he's just gotten hot in the last few minutes.
He's at an 8-0 run himself. 8-0 run himself as Mountain Home's going to wait for the last shot. 20 seconds left on the green clock. 19 on the shot clock. Mountain Home can essentially hope for the last shot as Blaine Tate working against Schwartzman. He's going to drive. He's going to take the bump. They're going to say it's on the floor because the foul's going to be on Eli Schwartzman.
I think we've been outscored, 25-6 in this quarter?
25-6 is exactly right.
Wow.
14 points by Eli Schwartzman in this third quarter alone. Mountain Home set to inbound with 11 seconds left. With the ball out to Podwaski. He's going to get to Rhett Gilbert. Rhett being guarded by Rockwell. He's going to drive left, pump fake, spin, shot on the way, no good. Rebound's going to come away to Roberts. He's going to three-quarter court heave it. It's going to be no good, and that's the way the quarter's going to come to end. Mountain Home has a big mountain to climb, trailing 57-36 and one quarter left to play. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.